Sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. On a fall evening outside of Fairbanks, a mule deer is standing beside the highway. Interior Alaska is not known for deer, and this animal has not been in the state for very long. Mule deer are not native to Alaska, but in recent years they have pushed their range further north and west into the Yukon and into eastern Alaska. A mule deer was hit by a car and killed near Fairbanks in 2017, and mule deer have been photographed and documented elsewhere in eastern areas of the state. One issue with these newcomers is that some deer are carrying ticks, a species of tick that biologists do not want to see in the state, called the winter tick. The winter tick is native to areas like Alberta, Canada, but it's moving north as the environment is warming. Almost half the mule deer surveyed in the Yukon had the winter tick. Those deer moving into Alaska could infect our moose population. The winter tick is a serious parasite that can stress and kill the host. The ticks cause the moose to itch and scratch and lose substantial amounts of hair. A moose can have tens of thousands of ticks and experience significant blood loss. Blood loss, heat loss, combined with the hardships that moose experience in winter, can take a lethal toll, killing moose in midwinter. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.